an ever-changing world, Life Changes Network presents A Voice of Truth and Inspiration, broadcasting on frequencies of love, laughter, and information, illuminating new paths for new directions as we, as one, strive for higher and higher planes of existence and a better understanding of ourselves and the world in which we live. Always remembering, life changes. This is radio like you've never felt before. This is Life Changes with Filippo. And now your host, our MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
I am so excited about today's show. We have a very special guest. His name is Junvolo Melchizedek. And I got to meet him a couple weeks ago and then got to speak to him at length today. And I don't know if this is the first time in my life or maybe it's happened a couple times, but I was talking to him and then he said something that just stopped me cold in my tracks. I mean, I was stunned and I didn't know where to go from what he just said. And it was such an eye opener. And there's so much to his message and messages, I should say. And then afterwards, he sent me some articles that he thought I should read, which were great. But unfortunately, it brought up so many more questions. And I spent the rest of the afternoon doing more research and learning more about him and his other, well, I've read many of his books, that I thought, okay, I'm going to make an executive decision on the show. Our show is going to be 4 hours long today because I just have too many questions. But unfortunately, we can't do that. So an hour it's going to be. But before I bring our guest on, I don't know if any of you have noticed, but in the world today, as of today being March 14th, 2011, there is a lot going on, a lot. And sometimes it's hard to wrap our minds around it. And for those of us who are sensitive to what is going on, or I mean, we can all be insensitive. I don't mean to take anything away from anybody, but for those of us who sometimes tune into other energies, it can be overwhelming and hard to go through. Even though, thankfully, at least at the moment, some of that isn't happening right here where some of us reside, but it is happening right here where some of us reside in our hearts. And I have to say that, you know, as I look at these experiences that others are going through, and it used to be that we would hear of these experiences hours later, days later, and at one point, months or years later, but at now we're watching them as they're being experienced clear across the world. And we're seeing with our eyes on the internet what is happening, and we're seeing the tear, and we're experiencing, some of us, the tear, and the experiences right along with them. And not only that, sure, we've seen movies like The Butterfly Effect, and we've heard, you know, what happens over there eventually affects us over here. But I don't know if we've ever really made the connection that it happens over here right now, not only just in us feeling what people are going through and seeing what people are going through and knowing what people are going through, but an earthquake that happens in Japan creates a tsunami that has an effect clear across the world. And here I am worrying about people in Japan, then finding out that the earthquake is, or the tsunami is hitting friends of mine in Hawaii, or potentially in Hawaii and Kauai, and I'm thinking, oh shit! And then to find out that the tsunami is going to be hitting Santa Cruz Beach, which is directly across the bay from where my mother lives, where I grew up. And then to find out that over $30 million worth so far of just property damage to city property has happened, and thankfully no lives have passed because of it. But that is close. And all the beaches near where I live, all the way down to where I used to live, down to La Jolla, have been closed because of tsunami dangers. And I'm thinking, but this happened in Japan, didn't it? No, this is happening to all of us right here, right now. And then today, with this talk about the supposed potential or probable meltdown of nuclear power plants. Well, again, here we go. We're right across this, what we thought was a big ocean and this big barrier between us and them. And whatever happens to them, happens to them. No, it's never been the case. And now we see with this great example that it's certainly not the case anymore, if it ever was, which it wasn't. And then talking to our guest, how he connects not just Japan and the rest of the planet, but all the other planets and the sun and everything that's going on to each one of us and to each of our hearts, it's mind-blowing. So today's show, I'd like to send out love to the people in Japan that are going through this and the ones that seemingly aren't in danger right now, but also to each one of you and to each one of us, because we are all experiencing this all at one time. And if as we send out love to areas that are in danger, let's remind ourselves to send out love to each one of us. And as we send out love, period, may that have a great effect on those who are in danger and those who seemingly are not, because technically we truly are all one. So with that, we're going to come right back and introduce our guest, Junvalo Melchizedek, and we're going to continue that conversation on not only a global scale, but a universal or multiversal conversation about what else is going on here today, right now, to all of us and with all of us, and maybe even because of all of us. And that is actually the good news, and I can't wait to get there. So when we come back, Junvalo Melchizedek.
Clean water is not enough. Reverse osmosis, distilled water, and most bottled waters are devoid of naturally occurring minerals. They are acidic, unstructured, and hard to absorb, and rob minerals from the body. IonWays ionizers produce a super abundant supply of powerful antioxidants in each glass. Ionized water has a reduced molecular cluster size and a negative charge, hydrating you up to 6 times better. Water from an IonWays ionizer will help you restore your body to its natural pH balance, boosting your vitality. An ionized water more effectively flushes acidic toxins from within your body. Drink the healthiest water available today. IonWays Water Systems, their water changes everything. To learn more about IonWays Water Systems and how you can own one today, visit our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our sponsor page. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
Here we are back again on March 14th, 2011. Where much is happening, and much is happening right here on this very show, because we've got Junvalo Melchizedek. Now, for those of you who don't know him, I can't imagine, but he has written many books, The Flower of Life, Volume 1, Volume 2. I mean, actually, I'm going to be listing them in a little bit. Actually, I can list it now, The Birth of a New Humanity, actually, The Flower of Life. That's how those of us who love the book refer to it, but it's The Ancient Secret of the Flower of Life, Volume 1 and 2. Another book, Living in the Heart, and I believe his latest book, The Serpent of Light. Now, Junvalo Melchizedek reintroduced sacred geometry to the world in a manner that was understood by most people, and also was the first person in modern times to geometrically and mathematically describe the world, the living, breathing 55/60-foot tetrahedron Merkaba, I mean, his work goes on and on. The light body that surrounds the human body, that's what the Merkaba is. He also had brought to the attention of the world the sacred space of the heart, and through that sacred space, the connection to the creation process. Once lived, that person understands how everything in the universe came to be, which gives them the means to reach into higher consciousness and human potential, which is what I was saying at the, before the break, because of us, and hopefully because of us, great things can happen. So Drumvalo graduated from UC Berkeley with a degree in fine arts and a minor in physics and mathematics. Actually, if I'm not mistaken, one quarter away from a degree in physics. And so he has written these four books, which have been translated in, I believe, over 29 languages. And they are in, and the book is in over 100 countries, being read by millions of people. So with that, I welcome to the show, with great honor, Drumvalo Melchizedek.
Thank you, Filippo. I'm really glad to be here. Thank you.
I am glad to be here, too, after what we've been seeing happening in the world and after what you've described to me. I wonder just how long we will be here.
No, everything is really okay. I mean, outwardly it looks pretty bad, but if on internal esoteric levels of what's happening, things are very, very good. There are consciousness grids that life has been working on for 13,000 years, and those grids have been completed now, which means that we're able to go on to a higher level of consciousness. And there are so many things that needed to happen that have all happened. We are completely in position as a planet to make this transition to another level of existence, really. And what we talk about tonight, it's not about fear. It's only just about to understand what probably will take place over the next few years, so that we can understand how to position ourselves in all of this. Mm. And there's an answer for all of it, all these problems, everything we're doing right now, within each one of us is the answer to everything.
Mm.
So I think what I wanted to make known to everybody is what's going on with the magnetic field of the Earth. Right. I just want them to understand that. And the reason I don't usually talk about this side of things too much, but now it's in the last few months, it's becoming very personal. And you'll understand when I get to the point of it. It's no longer just something that's happening to the Earth. This is actually beginning to affect people all over the world. And there are symptoms that we're beginning to have that we need to understand why these symptoms are happening. In the United States, our governments don't tell our people about these things, but that's not true in other countries, especially Russia. They actually go right for it and they tell the truth, and it's kind of an interesting situation over there.
Actually, that was a great story about the doctor. It floored me. Could you share that?
Well, yeah. My wife works in Russia. She is she works about 4 or 5 months over there every year. She's over there now, actually. And about 2 weeks ago, she was sitting at a table in the Ukraine hotel in Moscow, and there was a lady from Germany there that had been there for about a month, and they just started talking. And in the course of the conversation, the lady says, well, she says, the funny thing happened to me. She says, I was walking down the street of Moscow, and all of a sudden, my heart started racing really fast. And she says, it was like I'd just run 5 miles, and my heart just started pounding. And she says, and then this funny feeling happened in my ears, and this buzzing sound came in, and the world started spinning, and she says, I fainted right on the street. And she says, they picked me up in an ambulance, took me to a hospital, and they did a thorough examination on me. This is what she was saying. And then what the doctor came in at the end of it and said to her was pretty interesting. He said, there's nothing wrong with your body. You're fine. What's causing these symptoms that you're feeling, the reason you fainted and everything else, is because of the magnetic field of the Earth. Mm. And the stress and the changes that are happening so rapidly within it. And that's why you had this problem. And I know if it was here, they would have never said a word, for sure. But there they did. Wow. And there was an article in the newspaper, in the Russian newspaper, I think it was the Pravda, that said that that described what was going on with the magnetic field and the symptoms that people were having. And they said that if you have these symptoms, just understand that there's nothing really wrong with you. It's just what's happening in the world.
Mm.
And so I think I would like to tell people what's happening with this, because
please.
I think we need to know this. You know?
Please.
And so I'm going to give a brief history. And that brief history is that about 2,000 years ago, about the time of Jesus, the magnetic field suddenly made a drop in strength, in power, and it was significant. And it continued down for about 1,500 years until about 500 years ago. And then there was a very rapid drop in its strength. And at that time, it's kind of an interesting time when that took place, because very many dark things happened at that time. That's when the Illuminati was born. That's when the Spanish conquistadors began to invade South America and Mexico. And there were so many things that happened then that maybe they're related, maybe it's a coincidence, I don't know. And then the strength of the magnetic field kept dropping more and more until about 45 years ago, when the fields actually began to change shape. They had been this way for a very long time, but now they actually begin, the lines begin to form new paths and new lines. And this is when we began to hear about whales and dolphins that were beaching themselves, because they would follow those magnetic lines along coastlines to the new to their wherever they were migrating to. And when all of a sudden one of those lines had now moved into the earth, into the landmass, and they would follow them in there and beach themselves. And so we began to hear a lot about dolphins and whales beaching themselves. And then we began to hear a lot about birds migrating to the wrong places, where
right.
they were also following the magnetic lines and ended up somewhere where they had never been before. And these kind of stories continued on. We then began to hear a lot about people, this was about 15 years ago, that began to get a ringing in their ears. And I'm sure there's a lot of people listening to the station right now that probably have a ringing in their ears right now.
Yeah.
And but nobody knew what that was. And this is being caused by this the magnetics and what's changing. Then about 15 years ago, the South Pole, the magnetic pole began to migrate. And it actually, upon studying this great deal, the magnetic poles began to migrate about 180 years ago. And they've been now moving faster and faster and faster away from true north. At this point now, they have migrated so far away from there that the airplanes of the world, all over the entire world, could not land accurately, especially in automatic pilots. It would put them out in the grass somewhere. And so they had to alter the aeronautical maps of the entire planet, which took place.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's getting worse, and it's because this thing is now, the field has migrated so far, it's entering into Siberia in Russia. And it's migrating at different people, different scientists have checked it in different ways, but it's anywhere from 20 kilometers to 40 miles
wow.
Every year. And now the magnetic field is beginning to do things that we have never seen before, that we've never experienced this directly before, but the shift between the physical poles shifting and the magnetic poles, which is at an angle to that at this point, is causing problems. And so if you heard a couple months ago where in Florida they had to change the markings on the airstrip, that was a
right.
story that went around
right.
you know, all over. Well, that was that's all that same situation is going to come to another global situation where they're going to have to change the aeronautical maps again because of this huge shift that's taking place in all of this.
Hmm.
And now comes all these problems that are beginning to happen with people all over the world, where they're beginning to feel this buzzing in their ears, this ringing in their ears. Some people don't feel that, but they feel this feeling or this energy coming out of their ears. And a lot of people are feeling this imbalance or this kind of a queasiness or getting, I don't know what the word is, dizzy from all of this.
Mm-hmm.
And there are other ones which have to do with the heart and the racing of the heart and the heartbeats becoming irregular. We are connected to this field. This is something that people don't know. We are intimately connected to the magnetic field of the Earth. And if it were to change or do something unusual, it's going to have a deep effect on us. We don't know what these effects are, but we're going to have to find out.
Well, you were saying that NASA does know, and this is when it drove the point home to me, because you were saying that some of the early astronauts experienced some of these kinds of effects.
Well, this is true. There's so much information, it's hard to remember it all almost. But yes, it was actually the Russians again at the Russian the Mir space station. When they put the first astronaut into space, after about 2 or 3 weeks, this person went crazy, and they had to go get him. This wasn't obviously announced on the news, and no country wants to talk about things like this. But they had to bring him. They had to bring him back, and when they did, they found out that his entire memory was erased. He didn't know his name. He didn't know anything. He didn't know anything at all. It was just like you took a disc and put it on a magnetic field and erased it. It was gone, and he was also totally insane.
Wow.
And they then put another person to replace him, and the same thing happened to that person. Now they got more serious about it. They realized it wasn't just him. It was something about the space station. And they discovered that we cannot live without the magnetic field. If we do for more than 2 to 3 weeks, somewhere about in there, our memory's erased. And so you can see this could be a huge problem if that were to happen. If the magnetic poles were to go to zero for 2 to 3 weeks, that's a huge problem. And science is predicting that may happen.
This is actually the point where you just stopped me cold in my tracks, because I asked you a simple question, and the question was, and when are they predicting that? And your answer was, do you remember?
No. What did I say?
It could be any moment.
Yes. Here's what's happened with science. Science has been watching these magnetic fluctuations and studying them for a long time. And finally, in about, after the aeronautical maps were changed and everything else, it became a pretty serious situation. And in 2003, a group of geomagnetic scientists came together, and they made a movie with NOVA. And that movie was... I don't remember where it was released. I think it was Discovery Channel or somewhere like that. But in there, they were describing the situation that they knew about the magnetic fields of the Earth, and that what they were talking about was that in a very simple mode, the lines of energy of the magnetic field come out of the South Pole, then wrap around the Earth and go into the North Pole. It's actually, many scientists believe it's more complicated than that, that there's actually two toroidal fields taking place, and they enter into the equator and then come back out. But whether that's true or not doesn't matter for us now. They come out the south and they go in the north. And at the South Pole, what the scientists were discovering, what they were talking about on this documentary that they were putting out for NOVA, was that there is these huge circles being formed at the South Pole, where the lines are coming out of these circles and then going into space a little ways and then turning and coming right back into the Earth. And which means that it's weakening the field even more, because the field is not being able to wrap all the way around the Earth. And there were many of these holes that were being formed down there, and the scientists were trying to say something huge is going on. We have never seen anything like this before, and if this continues, they announced publicly that they believe that the South Pole, that it's going to go to zero, and that when it returns, the South Pole is going to become the North Pole, and the North Pole is going to become the South Pole. Well, when you think about it, you think, well, you know, so what? I mean, it's not going to affect me, you know, but but maybe it will.
Yeah, I'm not thinking it's not going to affect me, actually. I'm thinking it's everything.
Well, then about a couple years ago, these same geomagnetic scientists came back on an internet site, and they began to say that this is much worse than they ever thought. In the movie, they said that they thought this would happen within 25 years, but now they were saying, you know, these holes are getting bigger. This is happening faster than we ever thought, and this could happen earlier than 25 years. And then the government shut them down. They only had 11 days to talk, and they were shut off. They couldn't talk. About another year went by, roughly about a year ago, and approximately. And they got back on. They got 5 days on the website before they were shut down. and they were saying, this is incredible what is occurring. These things are expanding. They're huge. And they said that this shutting down of the magnetic field and going to zero and switching poles could happen any minute now. And that was the last conversation that we had with them.
Wow.
And so what does it all mean? You know, well, science knows this about in terms of the magnetics and what happened with the Russian person on the Mir space station. They discovered a few years ago something new, and they're in the human body, and they don't discover very many new things anymore. And that is that they discovered that the cells of the brain have magnetic sheets around them, and they're around the cell membranes. And through the study of that, they have come to the conclusion that our memory is tied to magnetics. How we actually remember what we remember is tied to these magnetic cells. And so it then became clear, at least to the Russians, how this was taking place, that if we don't have the magnetic field passing through our body and surrounding our body, that somehow seems to be the thing that keeps the memory going within us. So what the Russians did, and now also NASA with the United States, is they created a little instrument that is part of the spacesuit that they wear when they go into space that synthetically makes a magnetic field around the Earth. So when they're out in space where the magnetic field is so weak they can't feel it, they make a synthetic one around them, and it works. They don't lose their memory, and they don't go crazy.
Okay, and I want one of those. Where do I get it?
Well, the only problem with that is, what happens when the batteries run out, and if there's no electrical energy, which is one of the side effects if this magnetic field goes down. And this is what another thing I'm going to talk about. However, we have something within us that knows how to do this, and we have survived these things before. But we have forgotten what that is, and that is something that the world really needs to talk about. We're going to have to discuss this at some point, of how do we create this magnetic field synthetically around our bodies so that we can survive these kinds of transitions. And we do know how to do this now. We know exactly how to do it without any kind of electronics or anything.
and that's what we're going to be talking about when we come back. But I liken this to something that I've read or heard that maybe the Mayans have been saying, that we go through this dark period of confusion and all of that. And then I remember Sheldon Neidel saying there were going to be 13 or 15 days of darkness or confusion. And so others alluding to this kind of thing?
Well, the Mayans are very, very clear, and I spend a lot of time with them all the time, both of their primary councils. But Sheldon Neidel's ideas do not correspond with the Mayans at all. I'll tell you exactly what the Mayans believe in all of this, and it takes it to another level, even beyond the magnetic field. But if you want me to, I'll gladly do it.
You know what? If you would like to, I would love that, and I'm sure our audience would too. So why don't we do that right after the break? Let's talk about exactly that. want to remind everybody that we're talking to and with Drunvalo Melchizedek. And by the way, if you want to learn more about how to get his books or learn more about the movies that he's done and the ones that he's doing and all of that, do go to our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com, but you can also go directly to his at drunvalo.net. And Drunvalo is spelled D like David, RUNVALO.net. And we'll be right back with Drunvalo Melchizedek.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with our host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as David Wilcock, Mariel Hemingway, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Marcy Shymoff, and Shadow Stevens on our archive page at our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.com. Remember, you can also connect with us via Twitter and Facebook, and now in our own community at lifechangesnetwork.com, where real people come together to share real life in real time. That's lifechangesnetwork.com.
Well, I'm having an exciting conversation. Well, exciting is the word, but at the same time, we're talking about some stuff that, to me, can seem pretty scary, but Drunvalo is telling us not to be scared, that there are solutions to all of this, and that he's going to talk to us a little bit about what he's come to learn here. I just wanted to say real quickly that I heard Drunvalo speak at the Conscious Life Expo a couple weeks ago, and after he spoke, the way people rushed up to him, first of all, it was sold out, it was to capacity, standing room only, and then to see the people rush up to him afterwards and want to ask him a myriad of questions. Drunvalo, you were telling me that you noticed that there's a shift in people and their interest in this kind of information, right?
Oh, yeah. We watch. We're all around the world, and we watch carefully what's going on, and people are becoming aware now. They were not for a long time. It began around the turn of the century, and every year now it is becoming where people are really beginning to understand that this is not business as usual. Something huge is taking place, and more and more, millions and millions and millions of people are beginning to want to know what is happening and how it will affect them and how it will affect their lives.
Mm.
And so it's just a natural thing. Naturally, you want to know what's going on. And
I had this crazy thought a while back. I don't remember how I saw this or why I saw this, but there was a video out that showed women what to do with a scarf. And you could wear it on your head like this, or you could loop it like that, or tie a bow around it this way or not that way, and wear it here and there. And I thought, you know, if a video was done about a scarf and how to wear a scarf that's in style these days, there should be so much stuff out there about how to be able to live our life the rest of our days. You know what I'm saying? And here we are.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm working on a video with a scarf right now. I'm actually We're working right now to develop a very, very, very clear DVD on the things that we're going to be talking about so that you can understand exactly how the energies work within and around your body. It normally takes, and you can, and I've talked to a lot of meditation experts on this around the world, it normally takes 20 to 40 years to understand this. We've got it down to a few days.
Mm.
And so for most people, some people maybe a few months, but very, very quickly. And so it can be done. It will be done. And we're all going to get through this just fine.
So we're going to look forward to the video on that. Of course, you'll have the information up at drunvalo.net. And, of course, we're going to be putting stuff up at lifechangesnetwork.com so people can be informed. But before the break, our conversation led us to the information of the Mayans, and you said that you could encapsulate something that they are sharing with us in ancient times and today.
Yes. There's really I could do about five programs on just this, but to get it down to like 5 minutes, basically the Mayans are, they are the timekeepers. They are the ones that figure out the cycles between the earth and the sun and the moon and the planets and the galaxies. And they have very accurate calendars. Their calendar is more accurate than anything on earth ever, even anything that we have done with our computers. And so they have made predictions, and I've sat down and listened to what these predictions are. The world has only heard half of their predictions. They've heard the first half. They've only heard the part of all the destruction and everything else that will be taking place. But they haven't heard the second half, which is amazing. And they haven't said the second half, partly because it's hard to believe that this could really be true for human beings, but they are convinced of it. And so they continue on with this discussion around the magnetic field to the point where the magnetic field goes to zero. And then there's this period of about 2 to 3 weeks when during that second to the third week, when the field is at zero, that's when the changes take place. They take changes take place within the human beings on the earth and really all life on the earth. And These changes take place within the earth itself. And so what happens, according to them, is the physical poles of the earth begin to shift at that point. And we go to a brand new axis, approximately 16 to 17 degrees off where it is now located inside of Russia. And that's where the magnetic poles are heading for right now. In fact, that's where they're located at this moment right now. And this prediction is made both by science. Science has actually made this prediction of exactly where they think it's going to go. And when you understand the whole mechanism of what causes a pole shift, you can see that you just put it in your computers and pretty well calculate where it's going to go. This prediction was also made by Edgar Cayce in the 1920s when he said there was going to be a pole shift at this time. And he gave the exact place where he thought it was going to go, where the North Pole was going to be, which is almost exactly where science says is going to go. So here you got a case, one case anyway, where psychics and scientists really do agree. and it's not too often, but in this case, this is a big one. They do agree. And so, and how the poles shift, this has been a huge a controversy forever because nobody could ever figure out how you can get a landmass as big as a planet and move it by 16 or 17 degrees. The amount of energy would be unbelievable. It would take a moon hitting the Earth or something to do that. It's a gyroscope, and it doesn't move easily. But that is not what science now believes is going to happen. It's the surface of the Earth that moves because they found that the surface of the Earth, which is only 20, 30, 40 kilometers deep, it's like an eggshell, and underneath that is a mantle of rock that connects to the plasma underneath it. And it's homogeneous over the whole planet. But what they've now discovered is that mantle, that particular rock, is only rock as long as there is a magnetic field. When the magnetic field goes to zero after 2 or 3 weeks, it turns to a liquid.
Oh, wow.
And the, And the Earth is, this shell of the Earth is, it could spin in any direction. It would not stop the spinning of the mass of the Earth, only the shell. And so the South Pole, the water that forms on there and the ice that forms on there is off center. And what they believe will happen is that will go into center and that will move the shell over to what will appear to be a brand new sky for the whole world. But the Earth itself is still spinning on the same axis. And so that's the very quick of it all in terms of how this is even possible. And they've done this in universities, and they've been able to duplicate it and find out that it's true. It's still a theory because nobody's ever seen it happen. But so whether or not we have a pole shift, I don't know. But whether or not we're going to have a magnetic field shift, that's pretty imminent at this point. Now, the other part of it, they say that when the poles shift, that there will be a shift within human consciousness that is equal to this, that humans are no longer going to see the world in the way that we do now, that the world is going to be interpreted in a completely different way, and that we are going to see things really, really different. And exactly what that is, they have not told me, except that they believe that we are going to become more than human. We are going to literally go up into another frequency of awareness where our abilities to manifest and to create will be complete. They really believe that we will be able to create anything from our within our own self. And they take this to another level, saying even more outrageous things, saying that the rest of the universe where we have been quarantined from, that quarantine will be lifted because our consciousness will be on a high enough level where we will be able to see and speak with these other life forms, that that there will be a huge, vast opening to the rest of the universe. Who knows if this is really real or not, but I know that they really believe it. I know for sure.
You know, Drumbolo, this sounds so science fiction, and yet, like one of our producers, Dorothy Donahue, says, that there is very little fiction in science fiction. So it might be, Star Trek might be real.
It might be. I mean, if all this is real, here's the other thing. If you can put this into a perspective, is that the date of December 21st, 2012, which is the time when the precession of the equinoxes comes to zero, that's that moment, and it begins again. And that happens to also be the exact moment when the Mayan long count of 5,125 years, five cycles of that is 25,625 years, which is, according to science, they've tried to measure it, and they've got it to 25,771 years right now. But at the turn of the century, it was 25,920 years. They keep getting closer and closer as their calculations get better and better. The Mayans say, yep, nope, it's exactly 25,625. And at that moment, these five long cycles of long counts end exactly on that day, and so does the wobble of the Earth, which is what the precession of the equinox is. It ends exactly on that day. But they are clear, and I've talked to many of them about this. They say that that's not necessarily when it's going to happen and probably won't. There's a window of time. And that window began by most of them agree that it was October 24th, I think it was, or 27th of 2007 when the window began. And the window closes sometime toward the end of 2015, either November or December. And the opening of this window, I just got to tell you this a little bit because it's so amazing. The Hopi, which is another tribe here in the United States, they made a prediction 200 years ago that at this time the opening of this window would be seen by a large blue star would appear in the heavens. And on October 24th, I think it was, in 2007, a comet Holmes came through our solar system, a little tiny comet, and then it got near the sun and it blew up. And it turned into a huge blue sphere that grew very rapidly to become larger than the sun. Wow. That's fact. Larger than the sun. It's now been recorded as the largest object ever appearing in our solar system. And so if you looked at it, like the moon is about the same size as the sun, and here was this blue sphere bigger than the moon or bigger than the sun.
Wow.
And not a word was said on the radio or in the news or anywhere or television, nothing. It's a huge thing. But that was the beginning of this window. And it's marked by a red star that's going to appear. And nobody knows how that, but science is now beginning to figure that it's one of the stars of Orion, which is Betelgeuse, which is now imploding. And they believe it's going to become a supernova very soon. And if it does, it's going to rock this planet. We're so close to it. We will feel this explosion. And what we're going to see in the sky is this huge red star. And prophecies of these indigenous people, I don't know how they know these things, but I've been following them for a long time, and it's pretty amazing that they really are accurate. They're amazingly accurate.
This show is amazing to me, and I feel like we should be the news. We should be.
But it isn't.
Well, obviously it's changing.
I know our government does not want to talk about this. They're afraid that we're going to go into fear. But the primary thing is, if you understand what's happening here, we're having a birth. Humanity is having a birth to another level. This is not a bad thing. This is a good thing. This is the cosmic DNA unfolding. And, we should be having a party right now. But there will be a lot of destruction. I can't help that. This is the life begins with a volcano. Mm-hmm. I mean, how destructive can you get? And all of that matter that comes out of there is what creates new life on the planet. And pole shifts and these kinds of things are turning points in life when we begin again in a new way. It's not the end of life. It's the beginning of life. It's a birth.
Well, talking about a birth, you said that there's a solution that can help us rebirth. And so when we come back after this message, I'm looking forward to you sharing that solution with us, and then we can have a party. So
Okay.
I want to remind everybody that we're talking to Drunvalo Melchizedek. You can learn more about him at lifechangeswithfilippo.com or actually on our network at lifechangesnetwork.com. We'll be posting lots of things on there about him and his work, but also at his website at Drunvalo, spelled D like David, RUNVALO.net. And we'll be right back with him right after this.
Life Changes with Filippo is a premier radio show presented by Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people to corporate giants, celebrities, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your home or corporate office, and even through appearances on your favorite shows. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching and a private consultation with one of us, corporate event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, visit lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our representation page. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
Well, that was, you probably heard us talking in the background. We couldn't stop talking during all the commercials we've been talking, and we're preparing a big party. But before we get to partying, when we were talking earlier on the phone, Drunvalo, you said, and I wrote down quickly every word that I could that you were saying, because you were saying the solution is to be in your heart, leave your brain, and connect with your heart, earth, and the sun. Could you please explain that for our audience?
Well, first of all, this is nothing new. This is written down in the Vedas 6,000 years ago. And much of Hindu thought is based upon these ideas. It would take a long time to really explain what I'm talking about, but the human heart is way more than we know. It is more important than the brain or any other part, and I could, if I had time, I could explain why and scientifically prove it, but I can't right now. But there are connections within your body if you really wanted to do it right. There are connections with glands and different chakras in the body, and you breathe in certain ways. And what happens is these huge energy fields appear around your body, and you begin taking charge of your own consciousness yourself. But in an emergency situation like this, where we don't have time right now to learn all these detailed forms of meditation that take 20, 30, 40 years to really understand, there is a very simple way that the Mayans speak about, the Kahunas also understand, and many other tribes around the world understand. The tribe that I'm so close with, the Taos tribe in New Mexico, also have said the same thing to me. And that is that when you begin to feel these changes and you see around you that there are incredible changes occurring all over the world and it's clear that something huge is occurring, I mean, absolutely crystal clear, then at least by that time, you need to find a way to leave your brain and to move into your heart. Spirit is not you. Your body is not you. Your spirit is infinite and finite at the same time. And it is. You have always been around. There has never been a time when you have not, or ever a time when you will not be. And your spirit can be centered in your brain like it is now, or you can move it with your intention and move down into your heart. It changes everything. It changes all your relationships. It changes your business relationships. It changes how people talk to you and how they think about you, because you're putting out a different kind of vibration when you're in your heart than when you're in your brain. But if you move into your heart, and there is a sacred space there that is talked about 6,000 years ago, that is where creation takes place. If you find that place and you know where it is, you know exactly where it is. You just have to remember. And when you find that place and you get into your heart, then the next thing you do is you reach down into the center of the earth, to the very heart of the earth. And she is a living being. She's alive. And with your love, you connect with her. You connect your heart to her heart. And when you do, you will feel her heart come back, her love come back and connect with you. You'll feel it. And then when you do make that connection without breaking it, you turn to the sun and you connect to the heart of the sun, the male part. And you do the same thing. You send your love to the sun, and you feel it come back. And when you do, a triangle is formed. Your divine mother, the earth, and your divine father, the sun, are then connected to you, and you are the divine child. And it creates this triangle, this holy trinity. And that vibration is created within your being. It's not just in your body. It's in your spirit. And that vibration is the vibration that is found in the sacred place of the heart. It's talked about thousands and thousands of years ago. And when life is in these points, when there are rapid changes taking place, life looks for those people that are in that vibration. And when they are in the vibration of love in their hearts and they're calm, the earth recognizes that, and she will protect you. I'm telling you, she will take care of you. I don't care what's going on outside. You will just be fine. You will have everything you need. And that's all it is. It's that simple. There are more complicated ways that you can do this. Like I said before, there are ways that you can produce energy fields that are so powerful that you become independent on yourself. But that's not necessary, really. Really, all you really need to do is just to do what I just said, and just very simple, like a child. Not like somebody with a PhD, because that's hard. I'm talking about somebody that's very, very simple in their heart, and you go into that place, and you make these connections, and from then on in, everything will happen perfectly for you, and we will come out the other side of this, a new kind of human being. And it's that easy. Yes, I really do.
It's so, that easy, and yet so hard for some of us, because we have been so indoctrinated in another way of being that we have gone away from natural, right?
That's right. And that way of being, the old way of being, which is an ego inside of the brain, is not going to survive this, I can promise you. That is going to be eliminated out of the human consciousness. It came to us about 13,000 years ago, and we've been in there ever since. But prior to that time, we were not in that state. And we are going to return to the ancient state where at least we are, if the Mayans are correct and all these, and Kogi and the Arhuacos and all of them are correct, we're going to become something, a more simple being that really cares about everyone. Now, basically, we end up being in love with every single person. We stop this judgment. We stop saying this is good and this is bad, and we just learn that there is a oneness around all things. And we begin to live from a very simple way, but a very powerful way, a way way more powerful than any of our technologies now. And yet we can still live in ways that are more comfortable, more easier, and more beautiful.
And not just more powerful than our technologies, but I remember reading in your book, The Ancient Secret of the Flower of Life, and getting excited about some of the things that I was reading, that I was calling friends and sharing with them, oh, we're going to be able to heal all illnesses. And you know, yes, just short of having the phone hung up on me, you know, by
I know. When you start going there, then people think you're a religious fanatic or something. This is science more than religion. But we will come to a place where we fully understand creation and how things came to be. And when that does, in terms of our body, we can fix anything in our body. It's a single breath. It's really easy. And you see, everything is not what we think it is. It is not solid like we think it is. It is not even close to what we think it is. It is simply pure consciousness. That's all it is. And we are consciousness. And when we understand and remember who we are, we can use our ancient ways to use our consciousness to correct everything that we think is wrong. Any illness we have, it's just gone. We can even change the appearance of our body so that we look differently. And anything that we need, we can manifest it literally out of nothing. Because nothing is where everything came from. It came out of the void. And science is realizing this right now. They really are.
Well, Drumvilla, we only have a couple more minutes left, but now I'm starting to wonder, so what do people like us talk about in a few years from now after this has all happened? There's no need to have this conversation, obviously, anymore.
I think we will find that there's a lot more things that are more interesting. It's like a birth. You know, when we go through a birth, can you imagine if you were a baby inside of a womb and you're in this dark place and you're in this liquid, and then all of a sudden you come out through this tunnel and there's this brilliant white light and there's blood all over the place and there's pain and all this stuff going on. And then you come out and you take your first breath and everything is different. You've entered into a new reality, a new way. And that is what is happening. We are being born onto another level of existence, but not as an individual, but as all of humanity at once. And it's exciting.
And Drumvilla, if it doesn't happen soon, then I look forward to interviewing you here on this show again. And if it happens soon, then I look forward to interviewing you on whatever show it ends up being on the other side.
We won't need this stuff then, that's for sure. Anyway, that's what I believe is true, and that's what I honestly, most of the indigenous people of the world believe is true.
Well, thank you so much for sharing from your heart what you believe to be true, and I hope it resonates with our audience. I know it has resonated with me in so many ways. It has been an absolute pleasure having you on the show, Drumvilla.
Oh, thank you, Filippo. You're a great guy, and I'm really glad, to be here.
You know, stay on the line so I can finish telling you what I was telling you earlier about what I was saying.
Okay.
So,
okay.
But before we do that, I want to thank once again our guest, Drumvilla Melchizedek, and remind everybody that you can learn more about him at LifeChangesWithFilippo.com, LifeChangesNetwork.com, and, of course, at Drumvilla runvalo.net. That's D like David, RUNVALO.net. Of course, he's going to be teaching courses on this, and he's going to be teaching teachers who will be teaching courses on this. And so all that information will be available at the websites. I am Filippo Voltaggio, and this is Life Changes with Filippo, and it has been my absolute pleasure and honor being of service tonight by hosting Life Changes with Filippo. Until then, I want to thank you all for being part of the show, along with our producer, Dorothy Lee Donahue, our producer, Mark Lejeur, and our engineer, Seth Hendricks. We thank you for being part of the show, part of this world, and part of the change we all wish to see in this world. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to Life Changes with Filippo, with the Master of Change, Filippo Voltaggio. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the BBS Radio Network and visit us online at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O. Today's show has been made possible in part by our sponsors, IonWays Water Systems, Change Your Water, Change Your Life, and Love and Miracles with Dorothy Lee Donahue. To learn more about them, visit the sponsor page of our website. Once again, join us here next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. Change the world. Now's the time.